Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lulli not with us for this program, brought to you by Nimeo Federal Credit Union. And we're happy to have the combined cross-country team at Frederick High School, boys and girls, in big numbers, and most people ever out for cross-country at the new Frederick High School, located right on the edge of downtown Frederick. And we want to welcome the coach, Frank Strakonski.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. We're very appreciative of being invited today.
All right, and we have next to him, we have Mario Martinez, who's placed at some of these races this fall. Mario is just a freshman. Hi.
Hello.
Mario Martinez, nice deep voice. And in the center here, we have Shanna Camo. She's a junior and the top runner on the team.
Hi.
Hi. And we also have a senior and the captain of the team, Sydney Brown.
Hello.
And that's Sydney, of course, a senior. And we're happy to have you guys here. And you just had practice. You don't even look tired. I'd be lying down someplace, I think. All right. Frank, you're the coach, the leader of these. And let's first of all say that you had 31 girls and 22 boys out for cross country this year. That's an all-time record at Frederick High School. You guys got to be proud of that.
It is. We are very much proud of that. I've been at the school since 1986, with the exception of a couple years when our daughter was born. And this is the most girls. The most girls we've ever had has been 28 before this. And the most guys, I believe, was 20. And it's nice to go to a meet and have a big, you know, a group like that to support each other. Our boys cross-country coach got reassigned at the end of the school year and got transferred to, I believe, Catoctin, and left the position open, and the athletic director and I talked about us combining the teams. And there were some challenges at the beginning, but it's all worked out pretty good, and the kids get along well. They're all good friends and everything, so it's been a big positive so far.
All right, Kevette Hammond involved in this, the athletic director?
Or? Yes, Kevette and I talked about combining the groups. And, you know, we look for what's the best thing for our student athletes. And we felt this was a good situation to put the boys in, with combining them with the girls.
And also, you're still competitive, running competitively, because, like, I know Mario has placed in some meets.
Yeah, we just got back this past weekend from a meet in New Jersey. We ran up at Six Flags Invitational, and that's marked kind of like the middle of our season. So we've got two more meets, and then we start the championship season in a few. You know, everything's going well. Everybody's on schedule so far. And with the athletes we have, I believe we also have the largest freshman contention we've ever had. We've had 9 boys and 11 girls freshmen. And it just takes some patience with those guys to bring them along a little slower.
Well, that's great, and participation is the name of the game. You got to get people participating in sports. That's what the big thing is today, keep people in shape. And this is a lifetime sport. People in their 70s and 80s and even 90s are running competitively today.
That's true, but it's also you got to do a sell job to get kids to come out to run 6 miles a day.
Yes. You know,
the one good thing about cross country is you don't get a lot of people that are doing it for the social part, aspect of it. They want to be good. They want to do. They want to learn a lifetime sport. And like I said, if you're running 5 to 6 miles a day, you want to do it the sport, not just be a part of a team.
And Frank, what's your background now? Have you coached before, or is this something new for you too? Or?
No, I actually started at Frederick High School in 1986, coaching boys track, and transitioned over to the girls teams in probably 89, I believe, and took a few years off in the late 90s when our daughter was born, and started back up like 5 years ago.
Okay, so you've got a long history at Frederick High School.
Correct.
And what a change now. You had an older school, older inner city school, and now it just looks so beautiful out there. The football field and the track is amazing there. Tell us about the track.
It's a fantastic facility. It's state-of-the-art, first-class, everything. It's almost like you're afraid to use it because it's so new and everything. Yeah. The old school, you knew where all the nooks and crannies were, though.
So it's where the kids can hide.
Correct. But now it's just, you know, trying to you know, get acclimated to the new building and, you know, what we can do, can't do, and where we need to go at certain times. But it's a beautiful facility. The kids are very lucky to have that facility at Frederick.
Now, you had some, there were some tough months, I know, in the last couple of years where you didn't have any practice space because of all the construction going on. How did you deal with that?
That was more so with the outdoor track team. Cross country, we're running around Baker Park, downtown Frederick. We'll go off campus, those type of things like that. And the track didn't really get torn up until, I believe, in the February of this year. So we really didn't have that to deal with cross country. But the track had to, you know, improvise a little bit and go off campus.
Now, I've asked how the students like it. We were at a couple football games down there earlier this year, and we interviewed some of the students. But how about the teachers? How do the teachers feel about the new Frederick High School?
Well, I think it's the same thing. I think they're just getting acclimated. My wife has taught there at the school for, I believe, 32, 33 years, and she's had the same room at the old school for the same amount of years, has never had a window in her room or a door.
Oh,
so the fact that she has now sunlight coming into her room is you know, a big change, but they're getting used to it just like the kids are, I think.
Well, and yeah. I know you had a new program called the Lynx program. And could you explain how that worked?
To be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about it. I know it's just for incoming freshmen, and I believe it's they're basically taking different courses, or they have a fifth block that they're taking. But I wouldn't want to speak on that because I'm not really sure exactly how it all works.
But I know one aspect of it, they can actually eat supper. They can eat supper at the school.
Huh? Correct. And we take advantage of that sometimes after our cross-country practices. On Fridays, we usually finish our cross-country practices around 4 o'clock, and they serve this meal from 3:45 to 4:15, so we'll take advantage of that. A lot of the athletic teams do, and that's a real big benefit that these kids, because some of them, you know, they'll go home and they may not have a meal there.
Sure. Yeah. So. I know, kids' eating habits aren't great, you know. Yeah. I was the same way when I was that age. Let's talk to some of the young student-athletes here, and they really are, at this level, student-athletes. And first, Mario, and before this interview, I usually like to look up a little bit about the team, and I saw your name in a meet in Frederick, I believe, and then a meet over in Brunswick where you placed. And Mario Martinez, you got your name in there, and you're doing all right. You're just a freshman.
Yeah, I really like running, and I've been running since like third grade in elementary. So like once I got to high school, it was really easy, and like, I mean, I really love the sport, so like if I run harder, I think I could get used to it and then like beat other teams and yeah.
Yeah, well, it's competitive. It's a competitive sport. There's strategy to it, especially with the teams. And did you ever do any running before in elementary school or middle school?
Yeah, in my elementary, I used to run for my elementary was Lincoln Elementary, and they had a program. It only had like 4 kids, and I was one of them. And it was called like the Panther Running Club. And then once I went there, and like the school years went on, it started getting bigger and bigger. And now they're running with like 60 kids now. And wow. Now they have to try out to make the team. And then once I finished, and when I was in fifth grade, I had to I had a coach. I had a coach that recommended me to this new team called Self Repel, and I've been there since 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then I graduated and then went to Frederick High.
And you like high school so far? Because it can be a tough adjustment. I remember because the studies, they throw a lot more at you than they do middle school or elementary.
It's a really fast pace.
Fast pace, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a good way of putting it, and it goes by fast, believe me. You'll be a senior before you know it. It really goes by fast, but you enjoy every minute of it because once you get beyond it, you'll look back and say, I wish I was back at Frederick High. You know, it's a fun place. Let's talk to one of the girls here who is on the team, and this is Shanna Camo. She's a junior, and the coach just told me you've been one of the top runners on the team.
Yeah, I actually started running just this year because my friend Alexis and Gracie, like, recommended me to run cross country because they've been running since they were freshmen.
Nothing wrong with starting a sport your junior year, really. More kids should do that. Mm-hmm. They say, well, because I haven't run since I was 5 years old, I can't go out now. Yes, you can. And you're proving it.
Yeah, I actually, when I was in elementary school, I ran, like, in track meets, like the Hubie Nolan track meets. But that's, like, as much running as I've gotten. And then I play lacrosse, and that's pretty much the only
For Brandon Brubaker?
Yes.
How in the world do you do that?
I don't know how I do it sometimes.
Do you get along with Brandon?
Yeah.
He's a great guy. I'm just kidding. He's a great guy. He does a lot for the school. His PA work there at the football and basketball is just great. Well, tell me about your studies. What do you like in school, and what's your school day like over there at the new Frederick High?
Well, right now with the new school, my schedule's not that hard. I just have, like, an AP US class and then Algebra 2. And then after that, it's just yearbook and FOT, so it's not that difficult.
Well, AP, that's college-level course, right?
Yeah,
so that's got to be gotta be a little challenging and over there. Do you like the newness of the school, or do you miss the coziness of the old school?
It's bittersweet being in the new – the new school, because since I did get 2 years in the old school, I'm like, I was used to that. And then now in the new school, it's different, but it's nice to, like, have all brand new stuff and to be in, like, a brand new building.
And probably all the people seem new too, probably.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's, like, every day I feel like I'm seeing a different face.
Yeah, that goes with the territory. We have Sydney Brown, who's the senior and captain of this large cross country team at Frederick High School, and tell us about your experience at Frederick High and how you get interested in running.
So I started running when I was 7 years old. I ran for Frederick Striders with Coach Debbie Brown. And once I moved on to high school, my mother told me that I needed to do a sport in the fall. And I thought I was going to do basketball. Then I realized that running was a whole lot easier. Like our coach always says, it's one foot in front of the other. And so I took a go at cross country. And at first, it was a little hard for me because, you know, I was a sprinter beforehand, and I thought, oh my god, I can barely run over a mile. But once I started to practice more and meet more people from the team, I started to like it, and so I continued, and now here I am, my fourth year.
Now, sprinting, of course, that's short distance, but this, we're talking 2-3 miles.
Yes, sir.
And so how did you make the adjustments? Because a lot of kids would look at that and say, I don't want any part of it. You know?
It's just practice, and it's more of a mental thing, too. Like, you have to tell yourself that you're pushing it for more than just running. Like, it's more to it, you know? You're doing this for yourself, but you're also doing it for your team because there's plenty of other people counting on you, so...
Yeah, oh, high school, you're running for your high school, and that's some of the most fun you'll ever have in your life, you know, running, representing your own high school. How did it go? I mean, when you arrived at the sport, you would just run sprints. So how did it, I mean, what was the first long distance you ran? What was that like for you?
Well, I didn't do much of the summer conditioning, and so it was a really big shock when he was like, okay, we're going to test everyone for a mile to see how fast they can run. And I was really nervous, but I actually ended up doing pretty well, and I was with most of my friends, and so we kind of just conquered the sport together.
Uh-huh.
And over the years, I've gotten better, so... it's really fun.
Well, you're the captain now. You have special responsibilities. You're older, and you've been through a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And what are your responsibilities as team captain?
Well, I have to make sure that the kids are being good.
Yeah. Listen to the coach.
And I have to be a good example. I mean, it's not really a hard job. I don't have to do it by myself because there's plenty of other captains. But I think it's a big difference now that our team is combined because I just feel like it's a lot more people. And so sometimes it can be stressful, like trying to keep everyone together as a group. And we're high schoolers, so, you know, we have our cliques, and it's like trying to keep everyone together as one team. But yeah.
And you see a little bit what a challenge it is to be a teacher, because you mm-hmm. probably get a little taste of that. See that some of these teachers, they go through it's a tough day to mm-hmm. be a teacher, right? It's a lot of responsibility. We're having fun here. We're talking to members of the Frederick High School combined cross-country team, girls and boys, a record number of runners out for the sport at Frederick High School this fall, 31 girls, 22 boys, and their leader, is the head coach, Frank Strakonski, who's been at Frederick High as a teacher since 1986. And I'll introduce you again to the young people we're talking to here. Sydney Brown, who you just heard from. Savannah Camo is a junior. And Mario Martinez is a freshman. And, Coach, take us through what would a typical practice, cross-country practice, be? I know you had one today.
Yeah, normally what we do is we meet in the cafeteria right after school. They get dressed. We meet. There's a half an hour or so where they can work on some homework. Try to be outside and warmed up by 3 o'clock. Then we'll, depending on what day it is, Monday we'll do our long run. Yesterday we went out and did some hill runs. Today they were kind of sore from the hills, so we just did a 50-minute run. So depending on the day, depending on where we go and what time we have to leave and that type of thing. It's a lot different. Like Sydney was saying, last year we had 17 girls, and I was just in charge of the girls. It was a lot easier to arrange rides for them to get to an off-campus training site. Now we got 51 to get off. So it's a little bit different. Logistics are a little bit tougher. Same thing on our trip. We had one charter bus last year. This year we had to get two.
That's a good
problem.
It
is a good thing. It's a very good problem to have. Usually lasts a good 2 hours from start to finish practice.
That's a good, healthy workout. And that's 5 days a week. And
5 days a week, and we'll have a meet usually on Saturday. We don't race during the week, just my training philosophy. We'll race on Saturdays, and on Sunday they'll do an easy jog just to get lactic acid out of their legs a little bit, and then start again on Monday.
And then now the season goes, what, beginning of November?
November 12th, I think, is the state championships. I believe it's November 12th at Hereford, and that's what we're shooting for. The boys haven't qualified for the state meet in, I believe, 10 or 11 years, and the girls in like 4 or 5 years. So we're pretty hopeful we can get both teams qualified this year, which would be a big step for us.
And what was your background in track coming in? Did you have any?
I played basketball at Brunswick High School, and I was a discus thrower. But I was very fortunate to have been mentored by Jack Griffin. And I spent many of an hour down at the Armory with him. I actually work at State Farm. I don't teach. Or I did work at State Farm before I retired. But I would spend 3-4 hours a night down at the Armory when he worked there, just picking his ear, you know, picking his brain and, you know, gathering as much information as I could. Same thing. You learn from people in the county, like Ann and Lee Zumba from Brunswick, or Don Boyer from Middletown. You just pick up a lot from people, and you get all the best practices, and you apply what's best for you.
Wow.
We seem to have a pretty good success. I believe in cross country we've won 2 girls state titles and 5 runner ups over the years. It's tough. Our county is we don't get a lot of credit sometimes because cross country is a small sport, but there's some very good individuals, some very good teams, some very good coaches in our county. And anytime you say, well, we only finished 5th or 6th in our county, sometimes that's not bad with all the competition that's here.
Sure. Once again, we're talking to members of the Frederick High School cross country team. You're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD, brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union. I wanted to ask the freshman Mario Martinez about what it's like to run in one of these big meets and have, what do you have, 100 guys there you're competing against, or how does it work?
I mean, I am a freshman. It's really hard to compete against other boys that have been in cross country and had more experience, and it's hard to run and, like, beat some of the people that, like, have the most experience and, like, have been running cross country longer than me, because there's a few people at the cross country meets I want to beat, but I'm slowly working my way to get up there because I know I can't, like, be good in 1 year. So I'm training harder and harder every practice so I could get up there and become one of the top runners in the state and hopefully in America.
Now, there's a strategy. I've heard this strategy in cross country that you sometimes will come up to a runner you're trying to beat and you'll pretend you're not tired.
Yeah.
And, are there tricks like that you can use?
Usually I pick some runners that I know that are really good and I stay behind them. And then if were really close, I would go in front of him right at the end and then just sprint and then just beat him.
Okay, and do you have obstacles along the course? Or is it mainly just running on streets and
through the... we run on grass a lot, and like sometimes you could get hills and you really need to really practice for hills, because if you run at a really fast pace, then you will die if you go up that hill really fast, and then you'll slow down and not do good in the whole race.
All right, you have to. So the strategy, and you have to keep your wits about you in addition to keeping your body going. And your body is, I guess, at some point going to say, hey, let's stop.
Yeah.
Just take a rest. You don't need to do this probably. So you're fighting that, huh?
Yeah. You have to run really smart too, because about the hills, if you want to run fast up the hills, and if you're used to running up hills, you could do that. But like my technique is I would run up them, but not too fast, because then that could like drain all my energy and I wouldn't do good that race.
Okay. And am I saying this name? Shanna?
Shanna,
yeah. I don't know what I said before.
No,
who knows
okay.
what I said?
I've heard it a bunch of different ways in my life.
Shanna Cabot, and the junior. And I want to ask you, can you give us a little scouting tour of Frederick County, the different courses? Like, what's the course like here that you use in Frederick?
Well, like, the different courses that we have gone on, we've gone to, like, Brunswick, and that one is not that bad. They've just have, like, maybe one hill, and then you kind of go throughout the forest, and where else have we gone?
the one here in Frederick, what's that like? Is that...
in downtown Frederick?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we just run throughout, like, the different streets in downtown, and it's just sidewalks and...
Yeah, you're bumping into people. And
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of saying, like, excuse me, we're running here. Yeah.
Well, I think people realize, because there's so many people running nowadays, that, you mm-hmm. know, it's not the... It used to be very unusual, but that's not the case. Can you tell us, you're the senior there, Sydney. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other courses?
So I'm going to talk about Brunswick, because I think that's the hardest meet that
I've
been.
That's what I reading the article in the Frederick News Post, it seemed like that was a tough one.
It's pretty hard. I mean, they have hills and there's a wood part, but every year that we've went, it's just been extremely hot. And that just adds to the stress of running in general. But this year it rained the whole entire time while we were there. But it was actually a lot nicer. I think the rain kind of was a shocker to all of us, because it was different weather change. So a lot more people did better this year. When we went on our trip recently to New Jersey, their course has a lot of sand. And that was a little harder than Brunswick due to the sand with the hills and stuff. But our team actually did pretty well with the course. So.
And running in the rain, what's that like? Does that present special problems for you?
Running in the rain, I think, is a lot easier, just because of the fact that it's raining and I want to get done faster. So it kind of just helps me to go faster. It's messy, but it's fun, you know? It's fun.
All right. And Frank, the coach here, Frank Strakonski, tell us about that New Jersey meet now that you just came back from that.
Yes. Since I started coaching, one of the things that we've done as a team building activity is we try to take the kids to an out-of-state meet. We've gone to Williamsburg, Virginia. We've gone to... Lehigh University. We've gone to the Six Flags in New Jersey a couple times. We've gone to Pittsburgh once. Just try to get them out, running different people, exposing a little bit to different college coaches, that type of thing. So we like to go into the Six Flags thing. We try to incorporate something where after the meet, they can go to an amusement park or something like
that.
That's great. So it's not all just... running and hopping on a bus for a 3.5-hour ride home.
Yes.
And they're a lot better when they're tired from the amusement park riding home.
They go to sleep right on the bus.
Right, and we raise the money for that. We have our 5K race every year on Halloween, a Headless Horseman 5K, and that's going to be on the 28th of October this year. So we'll raise the money this year for next year's trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we tried to go to Disney World this year for a trip, but the state won't allow you to travel that far and miss a day of school. So.
Well,
yeah.
No, no sense of humor sometime at the
at
the high levels. I don't know. Well, it sounds like it's almost like a club, and it's a lot of fun. I want to ask Sydney, do you have plans for next year? Now, you're a senior, and are you looking at any colleges?
I've been looking at Hood.
At Hood, great, yes. Right down the street.
Yeah, I'd like to stay home. And then there's also Bowie and Salisbury, but I haven't really made up my mind as far as like what I want to major in, but I do know that I would like to run at whatever college I do attend.
Well, go out for the team, and if you can't make the team, go, you know, stay in intramurals, stay active, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of the colleges have great intramural programs. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong with trying out, and you know, so you don't make it 1 year to try out your sophomore year. Who knows? Yeah. And what's what you say? There's no particular subject you're really interested in, or there are too many, maybe.
Well, I've been thinking about sports med.
Oh, okay, that's.
I'm taking a sports med class this year, and it's actually pretty nice. But I think that I'm probably just going to go in undecided because there's so much out there, mm-hmm. and I kind of just want to get a feel for what I really like.
That's a smart outlook. You can't, yeah. you know, just. Look around, talk to the other kids at the college and see what they like, you know. And then Hood is a great school. It's a great school if you decide on that. And Shanna, you're a junior, but have you made any plans for after high school?
Well, actually, last night I went to the college fair at FCC, so I was looking at the colleges.
And any people that don't know what that stands for, it's for Frederick Community
yes.
College.
Yeah. yeah, and I definitely do think I want to go to college if I can, to do sports, hopefully. And then, but I haven't really decided what colleges because I have so many different ideas of things that I want to study. I'm really interested in interior design, but then after last night, I was interested in something sports related or international studies.
Okay, well, you have a lot yeah. of choices, and you got plenty of time. Don't mm-hmm. don't rush it. Mm-hmm. Just consider everything there. And Mario, I know you're only a freshman, but do you have a big interest, academic interest?
I'm not really good at academics.
Okay, well,
but I am doing my best so I could get into good colleges and. I'm only a freshman, but I already know a few colleges I want to go to.
What do you want to go? Where?
I really want to go to Oklahoma State University.
In Stillwater?
Yeah, because they have a D1 cross-country team.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, and then they're the Cowboys.
Yep.
Be a cowboy out there. Okay. Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of people like to go away to school, like to get far away from home. And Frank, you got to be happy with these guys. You still like coaching?
Oh, I love it. I've retired from State Farm Insurance last October.
Oh, okay.
And I'm being an assistant at the school now with the special education department. Mm-hmm. So we're putting a lot more time into it. And last year, we ran in the spring a running club from West Frederick Middle School, and we had like 35 middle schoolers come out and run. That's where a lot of these guys, like Mario, and I believe we had, four or five freshman boys and girls both from that program join our team. So putting a little bit more time in there, seeing students more during the day and trying to recruit that way. We don't have the luxury at Frederick of having a feeder program, per se.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah,
we have the self-propel program, and I think it's called the Steeplechasers Youth Running Club now, who have gave us some really good boys this year, but we don't have the Lightning Running Club or the Night Striders or the PVYA like some mm-hmm. of the places do. So we have to rely on recruiting young ladies and young people like Shanna out in the middle of their high school career. And I think I actually started recruiting her back as a freshman, but she never came out. Or you know, every once in a while you get the kid that has a little bit of running background. But for the most part, I think our 11 girl freshmen have had zero running experience coming in.
Okay, well.
So it's going to take a little while for those guys to develop.
Well, it sounds like you got something good going over there, and with that, this 31 girls, 22 boys out. That's a good representative. We want to thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it. And I'll introduce once more to Frank Strakonski, who you just heard from, is the head coach of this combined cross country team. Mario Martinez, up and coming freshman runner, will watch his career very carefully. Shanna Camo is a junior and a top runner on the team right now. And the veteran here, Sydney Brown, not a veteran, a senior in high school, but you are, as far as the team is concerned, Sydney Brown, who is one of the captains of this Frederick team. Thank you, guys, and good luck the rest of the way. And stay in touch. We'll have you on maybe another point in your high school career.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. And thanks to our sponsor, Nimio Federal Credit Union. I'm Pete McLeod for Ed Lulley. Thank you for listening. Join us again next week, Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.